next one. My next subject, dynamical evolution of extrasolar planets, is an extension of Rosemary's work. I'm calculating the orbit of innermost planet of Upsilon Andromeda. The orbital period of this innermost planet B is less than 6 days, so it is circularized by the tidal dissipations. And also, this planet is near the secular resonance with planet D within the limit of classical celestial mechanics. But when we include the effect of relativity, the precession rate of periastron increases, so it can prevent the large oscillation of eccentricities. As stellar flattening produced by stellar rotation and tide from planets also change the precession rate. Current rotation speed of host star is about 10 days, so it has a little effect on the motion of planet B. However, in the early days, the rotation speed would be much faster than today, so it has importance. And the large eccentricity itself is not a problem. But for a young Jupiter-Mars planet with short period and eccentricity larger than 0.2, the size of planets is inflated up to their Roche radii due to the energy dissipation during the circularization. So the energy the mass loss occurs and planet would be lost. And even if the planets are not in resonance today, the protoplanet causes a secular resonance during the disk depletion. But I don't want planet B to be lost, so I do some simulations. This figure shows the eccentricity evolution of planet B during disk depletion with three different stellar rotation speeds. Green line is the case that the stellar rotation is 5 days, and blue is 3 days, and red is 1 day. So from this figure, if the stellar rotation is less than 3 days in the early days, the eccentricity is always can be smaller than 0.2, so the planet can be escaped from the mass loss. So this is my second calculation. Just any questions?
So you worried at mass loss at perihelion?
Mass loss, sorry.
Wait, so you worried at the mass loss occurring at perihelion?
You want to save
planet B.
The planet after it dissipates, just like what Stan showed in Io, it heats up so much the interior. This dissipation has gone for it. And Io comes out as volcanoes. But for these guys, with that kind of eccentricity, there's more energy dissipated inside the planet than their gravitational release by a factor of 10 to the 4 pi. So these things tend to want to become very big. They overflow their Roche radius, either at perihelion or at upper helium. Even if there is eccentricity, it's
0.05.
Okay.
This is tidal
dissipation. Tidal dissipation. Taking a cube of water 10 to the 6.
Okay. And putting it where?
At 3 days.
And putting it where?
Inside the planet.
No, but
it doesn't matter. It turns out it does matter. But as long as it's below, there's a lot of calculation by Kangal Wu now. As long as above 100, bar, the pressure about 100 bar, it would be okay.
Why did you choose 10 to 6 instead of 10 to 3?
It would be even faster.
Because there's...
It would be even faster. We just chose that as a canonical.
There's sort of a lot of empirical evidence coming in at 10 to the 5. Yeah.
If you do it at 10 to the 5, you change it slightly in the period, okay? Because you know it goes as a period to the 6th power or something. Or no, 4th power. But the point that you raised is an important point, that if you dissipate all at the very surface, then this energy is lost immediately. But it turns out that if you just go slightly below it, and that Pingao Gu has done some of these calculations.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And how close are the planets when those patients are like this?
Well, Brewer had this, tried to use this method to explain that lack of planets was period less than 3 days.
Okay.
So at 3 days, it becomes incredibly large.
But at 3 days, there are symptoms and circulating.
But it's a circularization process. As okay. When you first bring in,
okay.
They are not, right?
And this has companions,
so. Oh, this is a separate issue, this particular issue. This is existing three systems, right? There's triple planetary systems. But even if you don't do that, just take a bring in some planet to a 3 day period, you get into.
Okay, so my last one is not a project with Doug, so he cannot save me. But my third topic is N-body simulation around binary star. Main target is Alpha Centauri. The Alpha Centauri A has a binary companion at about 23 AU, and the eccentricity is 0.52. The stable region is within 3 AU from each star and outside 70 AU from the center of the mass. By the perturbation from the star B, the eccentricity of planetesimals around star A becomes large every several thousand years. In the early days of planetary growth, all planetesimals has a value of same value of eccentricities, and there is a strong agreement of periastra due to gas drag. So even if their eccentricity becomes large, their collision speed is not becomes large, so the accretion is possible. And at the late stage of planetary growth, the accretion is also possible since the escape velocity becomes large. So I'm doing the N-body simulation between these two stages. Planetesimals is big, too large for the gas drag, and too small to have a large escape velocity. This is a snapshot of N-body simulations. This is eccentricity, and this is the major axis of planetesimals. And this is almost the initial, and this is 20,000 years, and this is 60,000 years. The precession rate of periastra is the same within a narrow ring, and the eccentricity becomes maximum when the periastron coincides with the periastron of the star B. And at that moment, the direction of periastron of planetesimals almost the same if we started from small eccentricities. So several large bodies can form that here. However, the precession rate is different with same major axis, and the forced eccentricity increases as the same major axis increases. So it looks difficult to make planet outside 2 AU, and I'm still doing several simulations. I don't have any conclusion at here, but this is my third project.
Is it known what the relative inclination of those orbits?
Sorry.
Is it known what the relative inclination of the orbits are around the Alpha Centauri? In other words, you have a triple system.
Oh.
So you have Alpha Centauri B.
B and A.
Alpha Centauri A. A and Alpha Centauri C.
Oh.
Right.
I don't think we could Alpha Centauri C because that is too far to affect the motion of.
Yes,
they
can introduce
that's true. Yeah, I should include in future.
I think it's safe to neglect.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know the time scale is?
No, but I think, I'm trying to recall, I was sort of involved in the Quintana paper, and and I think we had, but I can't remember.
Yeah, it's time scale.
Also, I mean, you have, you know, COSAR only works when nothing else is processing.
Yeah.
Other things aren't making you process faster. So it's one thing to have an isolated body and you roll COSAR, but as soon as you have things that are causing other things to process locally, which are stronger.
Where is Alpha Centauri C in the system?
I don't recall.
It's around A and B.
It's outside of it.
Yeah,
so it's way far away.
So I think it's far enough away that that local precision.
But nothing else might affect the eccentricity of the AB pair.
That's
I know the time scale is good.
But still, C could possibly affect this closed alignment of Perry Astra, for example, by perturbing it a little bit.
Well, again, only if that precession rate is faster.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, sure.